This, ladies and gentlemen, is The Shade.
What is up?
What's happening?
This is The Shade, right here on Action FM.
Well, radio has never been shadier.
Mm-hmm. This is historic.
Is it?
You finished your sentence without me.
I saw you weren't intending to finish it.
Yeah. So I was in a recording for the movie show.
You are?
And my lovely presenter co-host decided that our normal intro wasn't good enough.
For this particular show?
No, he just decided he felt like all podcasts start the same and that we needed to start differently. So he went off on a tangent. So I just wanted to see what it felt like.
So you left him there?
No, he left me there. So now I left you there to see what he felt like when he left me there. So now you know what I felt like. Is this making any sense?
No.
Okay. Another thing today that is caving in.
I just feel like I was left to carry this whole intro by myself.
And now you feel like the shade is caved in.
Yes. Yes. It's very dark in my heart.
But the shade is dark, so I suppose we're in the good place then.
There we are. Mm. Yeah.
You're listening to The Shade right here on Active FM.
Yes, yes.
And if you don't know what The Shade is, we are here to shade Active FM to keep the quality of Active FM good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Keep it up there.
Yes, keep it up there. But we heard some tragic news.
Sad music, please. That's enough. Thank you very much. Whoever you are.
Oh, my goodness. Tabo, that was the worst sad music I've ever heard in my life. Okay, moving right along after that terrible sad music. So, we heard that a certain show has stopped.
Stopped as in?
As in it is no longer airing.
A death.
Basically. Inactive of him. And it wasn't caused by us. We were just like
it
to
wasn't.
Say that.
Yes.
We were shocked when we found this out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was very shocking news.
Very shocked.
Slightly horrified.
Very horrified.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have one of the presenters here with us today. And we actually had a very cool shade show with this specific show towards the end of last year.
We did.
It was a very cool show. I enjoyed that show.
I did.
Right? But anyway, we decided to bring in one of the presenters that was on that show. And, you know, just find out what happened, what went wrong.
Yes.
How they feel. What's in it for the future.
You know.
Are they caving in every other area of their life?
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What?
What?
What is the problem?
With?
Yes.
What is the
That's
problem?
That's what
yes?
we want to
get. Oh, wow.
That is what we want to get.
Okay. So, Tabo, tell us, what show has tragically stopped?
It is with great sadness that I say today that the cave is no longer with us. Sad music, please. Sash.
Actual sad music. So, we have DJ Cave himself.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, DJ Cave? How are you feeling?
After this entire session, I don't know what to say, but yeah, I feel great.
You feel great?
Great.
Yeah.
He's in the stage of denial.
Mm.
First stage of grief.
First one.
Denying that what has happened has happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can get you through the four different stages of grief.
As the show goes on.
As the show goes on. By the end of it, you will be healed from this death.
Yes.
So tell us, first question, why?
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 How could you?
Why? Not how could you. That's the second question. First question, why? Why did the cave die? What happened to the cave? Where is the cave?
Well, the cave decided that because we were so shadable, we didn't want to give the shade more content.
No!
No!
That is not the reason.
That is not true.
We did shade you guys a couple of times.
Yes, though. We did.
But I was never with the intent to like shut you guys down.
So we decided to no longer, you know, give you guys any more content. And yeah, so we shut down the cave.
You a liar. You are a liar. He's lying, people. We do not encourage shows to close and shut down.
Well, we have sometimes, but
okay, we have.
We never force them to.
Yes,
you never force them. We just inspire them.
This person.
Okay, is that the honest reason?
No, it's not the honest reason.
Oh, that's about to pull out our lie detector on you, man.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So basically, when before the cave didn't officially, like, you know, close off. I mean, yes. At some point, we wanted to come up with new content and, you know, the cave was a whole, like, a show centered around one thing and we wanted it to be much broader than that.
Yes.
And so, that's when it took some sort of a detour, if I can say.
So, what was the detour?
That became the TBA show with an extra presenter, DJ Simp.
DJ Simp?
DJ Simp.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it became the TBA show and, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So then now tell me, the TBA show, because I don't know about you, Thabo, but when I see the words TBA, I think of the abbreviation to be advised. When I first saw that show, I was like, oh, they're still coming up with a name. So their current name is the to be advised show. That's a cool name for a show, though, for like an advice show or something, or like a life hacks. Right? Ding. But anyway, if you'd like to do that show, you may contact us at... Mm-hmm. Our contact places.
Yes.
So, what does the TBA show stand for?
Well, basically, tech, business, and economics. Don't ask me why economics.
Economics.
Economics. But yeah, that's what the TBA stands for.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. So, I have a question before the second question. So, this is question 1.5.
Yeah.
1.1.
1.1. Mm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, now, what happens to all the men? The cavers.
That's true.
The cavemen who would get combing tips.
What?
And hair tips.
Not going
tips.
Down the road.
And other helpful tips. Come on.
From you guys. Yes. What happens to those people? Because now you've turned it all around and now it's tech. Now the guy's like, where is my combing instructions?
That's actually a good question. Well, they can go listen to the old cave shows.
What if they've listened to all the cave shows?
If you've listened to it, then you can go to Google. I don't think it gets any more.
Are you sending our listeners elsewhere?
I don't know.
Gasp.
You could have just said you wanted to start a combing show.
Okay, second question. I have heard rumors. Yeah. Can I move on to the second question?
Yes.
I saw Tamil's face light up when I said the word rumors. I've heard rumors that the said TBA show had the three of y'all as presenters. And now it currently only has two presenters. And you are not one of those two presenters.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just to cut it short, basically.
No, we want the long answer.
Yeah, I want the long one. We have.
Okay, yeah, so I was on a TBA show. At first, obviously, it was a cool idea. Still is. I just figured that, I don't really fit in on that show. I'm not like, I mean, all the, you know, information on that show is really cool. But, it's helpful, but it's not my kind of stuff. Not my cup of tea.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
So, what is your cup of tea?
Yeah, it's...
Coffee.
Oh. Yeah, that one is, I'm not really a tea fan, but yes, coffee.
I don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah, so my type of stuff, I can do a whole lot of different stuff. Like, I mean, what we used to do previously in the cave, like, you know, guy talk, you know, that whole social thing, you know, getting a vibe into it.
Caveman.
But not centered around guys only, because that's like a bit, Yeah, so a whole lot of stuff like that, you know. Something that I can't reveal this yet on air, but there was a show that I was planning to, you know, start sometime. I don't know if it will come, though. I might join the shade. I might join the shade, or I might start another show, but it's going to be interesting. And I don't think we've had some shows that have attempted to do this, but I haven't really gone into it.
Oh.
And I think it'll be a good idea.
New content.
I'll just have to, I'll just have to post it to, you know, our producer, and we'll
pitch
see.
It. PowerPoints and everything.
So in other words, this isn't the end for you with Active FM.
Definitely not.
And obviously you also have another show on Active FM. The only thing is your voice does not appear in that show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Active Surge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're wondering what it is, it's a music show.
Yeah.
We have a DJ in our midst.
Right here, sitting.
Right.
Amongst us.
Among us. Amongst us.
Among us. Among us.
In our midst. We'll just go back to the OG one. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Question number three, Tabo.
Are you keeping the name?
The name? DJ Cave? Mm-hmm.
DJ Cave?
I think that name is going to stick to me. I don't think I'm going to get rid of it anytime soon. Oh. I don't see a reason why.
Oh,
but
so
yeah.
You want to keep it as a sort of a souvenir of the good old days?
No, not a souvenir, just a name.
Oh. We're out there trying to give you...
No, he's just keeping it. There's like no... Like feelings
like
too.
Me, I mean, keep my like, listeners with me.
Not know? Not that I didn't enjoy the previous shows that I was in, but it's just like, okay, I've moved on from that now. So yeah,
you are the cave, basically.
I wouldn't say that.
The show doesn't need you. You are the show by yourself.
This is intense.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Question five. What are we on? Four. Question four. What was one of your favorite moments from the cave?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite moments. Well, the one that I can think of off the top. It'll probably be the time when we actually got to do a crossover show when we had All Things Girl over.
You guys had All Things Girl over?
What?
I didn't know that.
We should go and listen to
that. That is so cool. What is the show called?
I don't remember, but it has something to do with... Yeah, I don't know. If you, by the time you go onto, you know, our website or I don't know something and check, you'll see it there. The name will let you know. It's self-explanatory. Yeah.
So whose idea was that? Was it the cave's idea or was it All Things Girl's idea?
To be quite honest, because it's been quite a while, I think we might have thought about it, but there have also been times where the All Things Girls presenters actually said that we should do something like that. So I don't know who exactly to give the credit to, so I'll just leave it in the air.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was just we'll give you 50-50.
Yeah.
Why was that one of your favorite moments?
I don't know. It was just cool to have both perspectives, actually, and have, you know, ladies on the show. It was a whole lot of laughs.
And what did you guys discuss?
We got to ask each other, like, questions, you know. You know those questions that, you know, guys want to know about and girls want to know about. It was that kind of... Yeah, that kind of vibe. So we got to put them under pressure, actually.
Did they put you under pressure?
No.
No.
Of course I'm sure not.
Yeah. Come on.
No lying here.
You guys, unfazed. Unfazable.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I will ask the next question.
The next question is... It goes a little bit like this. So the next question is not a question. We're going to take a detour.
Okay.
And go into our spontaneous and random deep joke segment.
Oh, okay.
All right. This week's deep joke.
Okay, here we go.
Is a knock-knock joke.
Sure.
Right. Okay. DJ Cave, you're going to be the second participant in this joke. I don't know what it's called. The knockout.
You're the house. You're the person in the house.
You're the house.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So it goes like this. Knock knock.
Who's there?
The interrupting cow. Moo.
Seriously. Seriously. Wow.
And that is it for the deep joke segment.
I feel like that one didn't classify as a deep joke. I don't know how about you, but like that one, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I've heard that one before, but I don't know how I didn't pick that up.
There are better knock-knock jokes. I'm just saying.
Like
I've heard
what?
One. No, I need to do research into my shady...
Okay, wait. Okay. While you do your research, let me hit you with another one. Because I am a knock-knock joke factory.
Oh,
by
gosh.
Myself. Okay. DJ Cave. Okay, this is not a knock-knock joke.
No!
Okay.
No!
Here it goes.
You are a knock-knock factory.
Okay, cool. I just came up with one off the top of my head. DJ Cave.
Yeah.
Knock-knock.
Knock, knock.
What just happened? Wait, can we just...
That was not the joke.
Why?
That was not the joke.
That was funny. Why did you say knock, knock?
I honestly don't know.
Why aren't you laughing?
That's not impressive.
I meant to ask who's there. And then I just
for a second, I still accepted the knock knock, and then I clicked what happened. That was funny. That was very funny.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now I'm angry.
Oh, gosh.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who?
That's stupid. That is stupid.
That is a deep joke. That one is the deep joke. I don't care what you guys think. That is a very deep one. Right, Kev? Right.
No, he didn't answer.
Question 5. The last question for DJ Kev. Sash, question.
Question number 5. DJ Kev. It seems our question department has passed this one over to Thabo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. The video assistant referees do not approve of this decision. There's a VAR process taking place. They're analyzing the call and they do not accept it, so they bring it back to Sash.
Because to of Sash. Thabo's inability to be anything other than mediocre.
Red card for Sash.
So now I can't ask the question.
Yellow card for Sash.
Oh, I'm out of this question. Thabo, what is the question? You did that to yourself, I'm just saying.
So this question is something that we used to do as the Shade, which we have stopped doing for a while simply because of the structure of our show.
Yeah.
We used to do something they call rating, where we rate shows according to their awesomeness. So DJ Cave, unbiased, can you please rate the Cave in your opinion? Out of 10. Tell us why. Yes. Give us the reason for your rating. Be honest.
This is quite an interesting one. Now can you ask me to rate my own show?
Yes, we are.
Obviously I'm going to be biased.
No, you can't be biased. This is the Shade.
He can be biased though. What would you give your show? My show.
Exactly.
My show's a 10. Unbiased. Okay, biased. But I'm telling you not to be biased. That's the point of this rating. Unbiased, give us the rating of your show.
Okay, my rating for the Cave show.
So tell us what criteria does it fit? Or it used to fit?
Okay. I feel like you've taken this a whole different direction.
Yes, I have.
But anyway.
Because of my lack of...
Okay, let's compare it.
Yeah.
Let's compare
it. What is your favorite show on Active FM?
I don't have a favorite show on Active FM.
Okay, I tried to help you there. Like,
The shows are cool. All the shows are cool. But I don't know. Like, I've had situations where during, like, other presenters, you know, try to get me to pick a favorite, and just because of that, I'll just pick, but I don't have an actual favorite. I just have shows that I prefer to listen to more than others.
Okay, what shows do you prefer to listen to?
I'd say the political show is one of them. I think the political show is everybody's favorite, so let's keep that one out. What other shows?
He doesn't know the shows.
No, I do know the shows. I can name
them. He does
off,
know the
off
shows.
The top. We can,
of course he knows the shows.
We can compete.
We all know the shows.
We can compete?
No, as in if he wants to test how much of
the
shows
do I
know.
So question number 5 is a competition then.
Between you and K, I'll be the referee.
Okay, let's do it.
What? Alright, let's take a quick breather before you answer that question. Give me a show. I'll go 1-1-1-1. You must both give me a show name and we'll see how long we can keep it going. The person who's not able to give me a show name loses.
Right.
Fair?
Right.
All right.
Does that include shows that are no longer running?
You guys decide.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
Okay, fine. Let's go.
All right. Glory show.
The movie show.
He said the movie show. You get 5 points just for starting with that one. Tabo.
Bon appetit.
By the way, it's appetit, not appetit, but anyway.
Shame.
The last time I checked, I was speaking English.
It's not English. You can't,
it's still a French word.
I say it in English.
It's like saying buffet. Or beret.
I get it.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, just gags with Jess.
Just gags with Jess.
The political show.
All right.
Be inspired.
Mm-hmm.
The TBA show.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Okay, mixes DJ Moore essay.
Mm-hmm.
The mode.
Mm-hmm. Let's make it go faster, people.
What's that show? What's the topic?
Mm-hmm. You're getting a countdown.
No. Decoding the crime universe.
Uh-huh.
It's crime verse.
The crime verse.
The shade.
Uh-huh.
The VAR show. Uh-huh. Correct that.
5 seconds to guess.
That.
No.
Correct.
Five. Philosophically poetic.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Active search.
You're so lucky. I'm all giving you go. Grace. All right. 5, 4, 3, 2.
House Master Mixes.
Oh, baby Bible stories.
Not my show.
No, he said that already.
Did he?
Uh-huh.
For real?
Uh-huh.
No way.
Uh-huh.
No way.
He did?
I actually didn't.
You did?
He didn't.
You said not my show.
No. He said something else.
You said what's the topic?
Yeah.
I take it back. Continue game.
Oh, baby Bible story.
You said that one already.
You said that one already.
You said that one already.
You liar.
No, oh, you guys my are goodness, cheating.
Tabo. You won.
I won.
Wait.
Oh, my goodness.
I won.
But that, just because I said it, does it? Automatically
yes.
Disqualify yes, you can't rename the show.
You've pitched.
No, but
contract.
If I give another name.
I am shocked, ladies and gentlemen. Tabo actually won. No!
I sense favoritism here.
No, I was not rooting for him. I still said, Tabo, you're going to lose.
Yes, she.
I am shocked.
Guys, prophesied death
give me
over
a
me.
Point for being fair. I gave him not my show when I didn't say it.
No, we don't give you a point.
I could have played along and I could have won.
You still go to jail. Even after you've confessed right, your crime. All
right, grace round. You have 3 seconds now.
I quit.
You quit? Tabo, well done. You won. All right, now on to the question. What is your favorite Active FM show?
My favorite Active FM show? My goodness. I don't like answering this question. Because I don't know. But it would have to be... I legit don't have a favorite show. I don't know how I'm...
Do you have a list of favorites?
No.
Top five.
So you don't like any of that? Okay.
No. Okay, top five. I'm just going to name the obvious. Okay, actually, no, let me do an unbiased top five. Okay, so this is in no particular order, so I'm just going to go. The Love Show.
Mm.
I'll say The Movie Show.
Mm.
The Mode.
Mm-hmm.
That's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Top three.
Basically. Active Search.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last one. I'm just going to go with The Shade.
Oh my. What? No. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean, what?
I feel like you're the one person.
I feel like you're the one person who
hates The Shade.
Mm.
Like.
Put us no. number six or something.
I dislike the fact that you can be on the show and be shaded, but I don't hate The Shade. It's actually really cool.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my word. I am astounded.
I am also.
I'm not even shocked. I'm astounded. Blown away by the wind
yeah.
of the tree.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
I've got a question for you guys.
Oh.
You may ask your question.
If I had to be on The Shade, what do you think would make me fit in the show perfectly?
You'll have to have a name. Because what are we going to refer to you as?
We have names and we don't have DJ names. And he's got a name already, Tabo. That was terrible. What's wrong with you, man? What is happening today?
What do you mean?
Try again, Tabo.
Well, first of all, you are going to have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah, you are. You're going to need that.
Is that it?
Do you have it?
No, but a good one.
Do you have it?
Of course.
Oh. you're also going to have to be confident because we... Sometimes it can get a little bit rough.
No, you know what you need to have is you need to be able to have good comebacks.
I think...
Yes.
I think because this is one aspect that I know I'm good at.
Oh.
Because I'm not necessarily sure about the humor. But I could be... I'm not saying that this is what I'm going to do, but I could be, you know, the autocorrect of Active FM. Because sometimes... You know, people are grammatically...
Ooh.
That is nice. That is actually how The Shade started.
It is? Mm-hmm.
So we were listening to shows, and sometimes presenters say very interesting things on shows.
Interesting.
You know, I the only person that I shared this was with my younger sister. And I was actually thinking of something because one of my, you know, colleagues said something that in English doesn't really exist. So I'm thinking because there was a time a long time ago where I knew this kid who said something that was grammatically wrong in English. And then when we laughed at him, he said, English is not my motherland. And I was thinking, wouldn't
motherland.
Be a, instead of mother tongue. So I was like, wouldn't be a good concept for a show? English is not my motherland. And every week you present people's mistakes.
That is nice. So we have a deep joke segment. We have an autocorrect segment.
Just bringing things to light. I like it.
So, yeah, English is not my motherland.
You could even call it the English is not my motherland segment.
Yes, we have to have the word segment. Otherwise, it doesn't exist.
Yep.
It's not a segment. Is there any last words you'd like to say about the cave as you now let it go?
Fully.
So, are you in denial still that the cave doesn't exist or has died?
No, I am not in denial. It still exists. If you go on Iono, you'll find it there.
But it's like old memories, like pictures in a photo book.
You can say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have gotten him past the first stage of grief, denial.
Yes, yes.
Would you like to cry?
No.
Would you like to hit the table out of anger?
No, I'm not angry.
Oh, he's not angry.
He's passing all the stages. So. What's the last phase?
Acceptance.
Do you accept that the cave is gone?
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen, we successfully have helped DJ Cave himself grieve the loss of the cave show.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no longer flies with snot.
No.
Oh, no.
I feel like we just need to play that part of that show that if you don't know what I'm talking about, we're about to play where that originates from.
The part where Sash completely butchers our intro. But anyway.
Yeah, she killed it. You know, through that machine that just slices the meat pieces.
Yeah.
She minced it.
So, guys did change your intro after that. That was funny. When I heard you guys changed your intro, I was just like, I think we got them to change their intro. Yeah. So this has been The Shade Show right here on Active FM. We are letting go of the cave.
Yes. And this piece that we are going to play for you is from us.
To you.
Signing out.
Oh no! It's not a slumber party.
This is a guy's chillout right here on the cave.
So, we listened to this intro.
Yeah.
And then we listened to it again. And then we listened to it again. And I don't know if you could hear, but there was a little bit of confusion.
Yes.
In this intro.
Yeah.
So I hear this is not a slumber party. That is loud and clear.
Clear.
Which is clever.
Yes.
Because, you know, girls, you know, normally do slumber parties. Even though, do you know, I've actually never done a slumber party.
You haven't?
No.
Neither have I.
Yeah. Well, that would be weird. You're a guy.
Clarify.
All right. Thank you, Tabo, for that clarification. But then they say something.
Something with and the...
We can't make it out.
Yes.
So we have taken it upon ourselves...
To try and...
Translate.
Yes.
Or... What's the word?
Reveal to the people.
Yes. To try and figure out...
Yes.
What figure they're out. Saying.
Yes.
So let's have a listen to that one more time.
Oh, no. It's not a slumber party.
This is a guy's chillout right here on the cave.
All right. I feel like It's something along the lines of, this is not a slumber party. It's a fly snot. Which does not make any sense. Which doesn't make any sense, because I personally don't. Do flies even have mucus? I don't think they do.
I don't know why they said that.
Like, I've never seen a fly blowing his nose as he like flies past me like. Bzz,
bzz. I don't know why the cave show.
And yeah, oh wait, but the cave, you know, like maybe there's probably flies in caves.
No, there are.
Right?
There are flies.
So it could be that, like this possibility, but I don't know why the fly has snot.
Maybe that's how the flies
maybe it's
are
a sick fly.
In the cave, you know?
You know, oh, with like COVID and everything, maybe they adapted it now for the whole pandemic. Because, you know, flies are, and they do say flies are, you know what? Do you know flies die 24 hours? They live 24 hours and they're dead.
No.
So maybe they're recognizing all the flies out there that are going to die today.
Man.
Yes.
So at least we know the cave show who cares about flies.
Right. Cares about flies. Or,
flies,
you know, Tabo, did you figure out a translation for that one?
No, that was it.
That was it.
I also heard flies snot. I promise you, that's what I heard. I thought I was alone. But I realized that I'm not alone.
But what if it's not that? What if it means something else?
No.
Do you think that's it?
It sounds like flies snot. It does.
Neither sun nor stars are shining. Storm rages on for many days. I should have listened when it mattered. I could have spared myself delay. Where is my hope? When my feet have left the ground. My strength when there is water all around. When all of me is lost, I can't do a thing without saying all I know is Christ alone. New wisdom brings us toward tomorrow. Courage brings a new today. Oh God, your plan is what prevails. It had to happen like it did. Oh, where is my hope when my feet have left the ground? Where is my strength when there is when